Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 60.
60.
2 months, 60 days. Americans, their families, green card holders, their families, thousands of them, tens of thousands of Afghan allies abandoned behind terrorist enemy lines by Joe Biden. And he hasn't mentioned them in over 40 days. By the way, Biden is speaking now. We'll definitely have it for TV tonight. You know, I'm watching what's happening to the economy, and it is a disaster. Every single issue that we're now facing as a country, all of it is preventable, easily preventable. We've gone in through great specificity and detail how easy it would have been to withdraw from Afghanistan safely with every American, every family member, the thousands of green card holders, our Afghan allies, and yes, the billions and billions of dollars in sophisticated military equipment that Joe gave to terrorists. We could have done it in March. We could have done it in April. We could have done it safely in May, June, and July. And meanwhile, as the Taliban takes over 60% of the country, Joe's still, you know, totally oblivious to the fact that they've been on the march for months headed to Kabul. And this is of his own making. He hasn't mentioned these people he's abandoned in over 40 days. It's repulsive to me. It is beyond a national embarrassment. You look at the disaster at the border. You just imagine for 1 second here that Donald Trump built these overcrowded cages for kids and others in the middle of a pandemic and no COVID testing whatsoever, no vaccine mandates for illegal immigrants, and they dispersed throughout the entire country with a high rate of COVID positivity. No security checks, no background checks, no health checks. No, you know, many of the people have no means to provide for themselves, and that means the American taxpayers that can't afford it are going to have to foot that bill. That was easily preventable, too. We could have just kept the stay in Mexico policy. We could have stopped catch and release. Now it's process release and give a request form to maybe show up, but you're not compelled to show up. It's insanity. This is madness. Then, of course, then we'll get to the economy in a second. Then we've got the COVID mess. This year, we have more dead people from COVID than last year. You know, because that's all Joe talked about the few times he came out of his basement bunker to talk to the people for 5 seconds, bumbling, mumbling, stumbling. And, of course, he was in the media protection program. Media now knows this is a disaster. This is on every level a disaster. He was handed three vaccines and monoclonal antibodies, which apparently he had never heard about until 2.5 weeks ago. And we'll get into that later in the program today. Then, of course, on day one, he starts with the New Green Deal radical socialism. And after 75 years, Joe Biden, with a stroke of a pen, ends energy independence in America, kills the high-paying career jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline. Now they're going to kill it on other pipelines. Now they've stopped exploration in places like Alaska. By the way, these coal mining companies are like offering people $12,000 to move to coal mining territory. They need people so bad. And so, that's brutal work, by the way. But all of this was preventable. Now, all of a sudden, he's got to beg OPEC to produce more oil. Donald Trump didn't import a single barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia his final months in office. Not one. We didn't need it. If Joe Biden needs to ask anyone to produce more energy, why don't we start with Texas? And then we'll move to Oklahoma. And then we'll go to North Dakota. And then we'll go back to Alaska. And how about, instead of giving waivers to Vladimir, we now have record prices for natural gas, and instead of making Russia and Putin rich again, why don't we make America energy independent again? Because now we got to worry about getting the lifeblood of our economy from countries in the Middle East that hate our guts, that want nothing to do with us except they want as much money as they can extract from a barrel of oil as possible. Now over $80 a barrel. I mean, it's insanity. And we're all paying more to fill our tanks, heat and cool our homes. And you got it. We're paying more for every single item we buy in any store we go to, because it all gets there by a truck. As one of the truck drivers calling the program yesterday, by a diesel fueled truck. And that means that we will pay the higher cost of transportation for every good and services. Then we've got this whole supply chain mess, which brings me back to the economy. Every one of these crises are of his own making. He created it all because this is him giving in to the New Green Deal radical socialism. You know, Jen Psaki saying on his behalf, well, after COVID, after the pandemic, he wants to radically transform the American economy. Oh, with $3.5 trillion in new spending, reckless new spending, unaffordable spending. We're going to trust the people like him that was out there peddling the lie, keep your doctor plan and save money. Millions lost their doctors. Millions lost their plans. And all of us are paying about 250% more. And by the way, almost half the country, about 40% of the country, they have one Obamacare exchange option, and that's it. Take it or leave it. That's your healthcare system. Now we're doubling down on it. Now we're going to believe the same people that broke those promises, the same people that can't maintain law and order so people can be safe and secure so they can pursue happiness, the same people that destroyed our public school system, blue state run by blue state governors for decades and blue state mayors and et cetera for decades. The worst school systems we pay more per capita per student with the worst results in the world. You can't mess this up any more than this guy's messed it up. Now, we did have one Federal Reserve official finally get honest with us. Oh, this, what have we been hearing? This is just transitory, this inflation thing. It's transitory. Now we have one official, Market Watch, reporting. We now have the biggest burst in U.S. inflation in 30 years. And according to this Federal Reserve official, it should no longer be considered transitory, because that's the lie they were peddling to us earlier. Atlanta Fed Reserve President Raphael Bostic on Tuesday said a sharp increase in prices in 2021 is tied to the pandemic. It has broadened beyond just a handful of major goods like auto and lumber, and it will not be brief. He went on to say the current episode of inflation could persist perhaps well into 2022 or beyond. Those are his words. And that's a break of sorts with the U.S. central bank leadership that contend, oh, this is just temporary. Jerome Powell has insisted for months, no, it's just transitory. No, it's not. They're all playing politics. But don't worry. We now have Janet Yellen, is going to monitor every bank transaction you make over $600? Can we have a little privacy, please? Oh, and her answer to that is, well, it's not spying at all. There's a lot of tax fraud. Okay, so now they're going to spend, what, nearly $100 billion hiring IRS agents? Listen, this is not going to change my life because I already get audited every year. They see the name Hannity, pull the file. It happens every year. That's why I don't have one accounting firm. I have two accounting firms. First, I have my financial accounting firm. They do my taxes. Then I give it to my lead lawyer because I have to have lawyers through the pay through the Yazoo to stay on the air. And he takes it and then he brings his accounting firm in. And then they make sure that every I is dotted, T is crossed, and everything is done the right way. And then always, you know, if there's any question, the words come back, pay it, 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 pay it. And it's just, you know, I just pay. Rather not go to jail. It's not worth it. My advice to everybody, pay your taxes. That's the dumbest thing to do, not to pay your taxes. My humble opinion. Now we have inflation continued to surge in September. Look at these numbers. Now, today, the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, that measures a basket of goods and services, as well as energy and food costs, it jumped 5.4% again in September compared to Trump's economy a year earlier. This is unbelievable. And prices in grocery stores are now up at least 4.5% compared to a year ago. I thought we weren't going to pay taxes if we didn't make $400,000 a year, and that was really $400,000 per couple. The largest increase was the index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. That went up 10.5% as the index for beef. Get this. What did I tell you yesterday? Beef might become like a champagne once in a while treat for the American people. 17.6% over the year. Listen, I see it because I go and do my own grocery shopping. I don't know why people don't believe. Why, Linda, why don't people believe I do my own grocery shopping? Why when I'm
it's
in
probably because you don't eat.
Okay, that's not true. I'm eating better than ever. I'm eating fresh vegetables every meal now. Every stinking meal. Heating bills, this is the AP. They're now putting out heating bills are set to soar as inflation hits energy prices. The dumbest, most preventable thing. Now we've got to worry about Iran and the Straits of Hormuz because that's where a third of the world's oil supply crosses through. Now we got to worry about the Iranian mullahs again. Now we've got to worry about the Middle East again. We didn't have to worry about it when we were energy independent, did we? Consumer prices rise more than expected. Why do they always say rise more than expected? Because I don't expect anything to go well. This is a disaster. Joe Biden is an unmitigated failure. And when you look at the economy and the IRS, then they're going to be looking at your banking. Then they're going to $100 billion more for IRS agents. Welcome to my world. I mean, you're just all going to live the life I live, which is everybody's going to be audited every year. You know, hoping what we're going to get. We're going to spend billions of dollars on new IRS agents to get like 30 cents that somebody didn't pay out of a $600 bank transaction. You know, they got these reporting laws. I do this on purpose. I go in and I take out large amounts of cash. You know what I use most of my cash for? Linda, you know why I use a lot of cash. Why?
You're always tipping people. It's nonstop with you with the tipping.
That's right. Exactly. And why do I do it? Because I like to. That's why. And I just enjoy being able to. You know, I've done all these jobs. Now, you want to talk about even a bigger mess? We'll get to this when we get back. Now, we've got a global scarcity crisis. We've got a massive supply chain implosion. The global economy is in turmoil because a lot of Joe's policies to blame for all of this. And we'll give you, you know, what's happening. By the way, good luck for Christmas getting that toy for your son or daughter. Thank God my kids are older. You know, their day, and remember we used to have Mark Levin doing Santa Claus? How? What can I get you, little boy? Okay, thank you. Get off my phone, you creep. No, he never did that.
AJ was a great Santa.
AJ was a great Santa. He was awesome.
Although he laughed constantly.
He did.
He was like, hey, what do you want?
I know. Oh, man.
But it was great.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show. So we've got what is basically a supply chain implosion. I'm going to play for you at the bottom of the hour. I don't want to rush this. We've got quotes of Joe Biden from 2019. Okay? Joe Biden saying he would sacrifice oil and gas growth to transition to a greener economy. And we should send oil CEOs to jail if we don't stop using fossil fuels because we're all dead. This is Joe Biden. We now have, you know, a shipping container. And they, remember, these ships can't get to port. By the way, if you're a parent with young kids, you're screwed over Christmas. I'm warning you right now. It's going to be a lot of disappointed kids. It's not good. It used to cost, for example, a shipping container, a retailer from Asia, about $3,000. Now they're charging $30,000. And they still can't unload it, in some cases, for weeks and months. You have six facilities controlled by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, third largest port in the U.S. for cargo ships. They've been moving goods and ships more quickly than on the West Coast, just two container ships waiting to anchor currently. Anyway, 11 had to wait an average of 2 days to dock. This is a disaster. Then we have a trucking shortage. Then we have a truck driver shortage. Now you have all these companies. And we'll get into this later in the program. Truckers, military personnel, nurses, police forces. There's a story out in Chicago that the police union chief has warned that this vaccine mandate is going to cut Chicago's police force by half. So the military, nurses, teachers, truckers, first responders, cops, you name it, they're all saying no. You're not going to force me to do something that I don't want to do, or I have natural immunity, and I believe in natural immunity. Now, I've given my advice. We'll get into it more in more detail. But the point is, you can't take people's freedom away. Fauci, for the greater good, you must give up your freedom. If I hear one more person tell me that we've got to sacrifice freedom for the greater good, I'm going to vomit on live television. Where do you hear Biden next?
You can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. So let me reset this here. Afghan preventable, unmitigated, unprecedented disaster, something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Self-inflicted, preventable. A border disaster in the middle of a pandemic. And then, of course, you get preferential treatment, no COVID testing, no vaccine mandates if you're entering the country illegally. You just get a notice, a request form to please show up, but you're not mandated to show up. And then you got Democrats trying to sneak in amnesty in the reconciliation bill, not once now, but they got caught twice doing it. Then we've got the COVID disaster, more people dead in 2021 than in 2020. And I don't see any of those charts that they had up on fake news, CNN and MSDNC 24/7. How many COVID cases? How many people died? How many hospitalized? I don't see those charts anymore because Donald Trump's not the president. They only do that if Donald Trump's the president. They protect Joe Biden. I can't even begin to express, you know, this whole buildup to what's about to happen sometime in the future, near probably within the year or two, absolutely. And that's the Chinese government, the communist Chinese, flying their fighter jets over Taiwan airspace, you know, to the tune of 150 a day some days. And obviously provoking an international incident because they believe they're going to walk right in and take over Taiwan. And they call it reunification. And Joe just sits silent because, as we have examined in great detail, I believe the Bidens are compromised by China, hence the deal, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, the $100,000 shopping spree with the Chinese national, just like I believe the Bidens are compromised with Putin. And, you know, you just start looking around. What do you see? How did he get $3.5 trillion? How is that even possible? Meaning zero experience, Hunter. How did he get all of that money with no experience with Russia? Now, when you go back and you look at, for example, where Hunter Biden, you know, look at how other countries looked at Hunter Biden. You know, it's so bad and it's so obvious. You know, when the Libyans, for example, you know, when they had issues with the with Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden, you know, Hunter Biden wanted $2 million to lobby his father, the vice president, and Barack Obama, $2 billion they used to try to get the monies freed that had been freed up, that had been frozen by the administration. It's unbelievable. Again, all of this is preventable. You just look at this economy. You look at every crisis spiraling out of control. Afghanistan, the border, the economy, COVID, China, Taiwan, energy independence, all. No wonder Joe's poll numbers now, you know, are 38%. Now a couple of polls have come out. No wonder everyone's chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," or "F Joe Biden." They can't stand it. They see failure and they know it when they see it. You know, the average household in America is now paying an additional $2,100 Biden inflation tax. Every household in the country, regardless of income, all of it preventable. The cost of eggs, meat, poultry up at massive levels. It might become a once a year luxury for people to be able to afford to buy a steak, for crying out loud. You have one meat processor predicting that steak might become a champagne like luxury. The CEO of Kraft and Heinz warning rising food prices. They're not going away. The cost of cotton. You want to buy any clothes have cotton in it? It's up 47%, a 10-year high. Inflation, a 30-year high. These new numbers out today, consumer prices now at a record high. I mean, the cost of raw materials soaring. You know, the core cause of all of this is Biden-induced inflation. A lot of it is attributable to the higher cost for energy. Okay, well, that was job one for Joe. We're going to give Vladimir Putin a waiver so he can build his pipeline so that he can supply energy, the lifeblood of the world's economy, to our allies that we should be providing it to and making money on in Western Europe. But he's not doing that either. Now, you're wondering, why is Joe doing this? Well, number one, he's capitulating to the new Green Deal radical socialists, you know, the Bernie Biden manifesto. Let's go back to 2019. Joe Biden even admitting he would sacrifice oil and gas growth to transition to a greener economy. Well, this is a prescription for the disaster we're now experiencing with the economy.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Oh, okay. So Joe Biden is saying that he would sacrifice oil and gas growth. Then he took it a step further. Remember now, this is 2019. So he's in the middle of the primary. He's barely getting through the debates. Kamala Harris is beating the crap out of him for standing with Robert Byrd to stop the integration of our public schools because they would become racial jungles. Remember that? Anyway, Biden even said that he would send oil CEOs to jail if we don't stop using fossil fuels. We're all dead. Okay, a little bit of hyperbole, but this is what Joe really believes. That's why this is all unfolding. Listen.
Holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal. Okay. And by the way, when they don't, I'm going to deliberately put them in jail. That's what I'm not joking.
If we don't stop using fossil fuels,
we're all dead.
We're all dead. You know the deal. I'm not joking. Come on, man. That was the only thing missing. There was no come on, man, in there. So he's saying,
come on, man.
It's the lifeblood of the world's economy. $2,100 Biden inflation tax on every single household. And it's only getting worse. You know, you can see it unfolding right before your eyes. Natural gas prices, they're up 112% since January. That's making Vladimir Putin and Russia rich again. We have more natural gas resources in this country, but he stopped the Keystone XL pipeline. He stopped exploration in Anwar. He's stifling at every corner our entire energy industry. And simultaneously giving Putin a waiver and begging OPEC to increase production. How stupid can you be? That's Joe Biden. You're paying now, you know, however, in New York, they're even charging. In New York City, the gas station's charging over $5 a gallon. Same in California. Diesel prices. Now, why is that important? Well, we had a great truck driver, a woman calling yesterday. She informed us, you know, she runs her rig on diesel. That means everything that's delivered to every store you go to, every shopping, every grocery store, every drug store, every whatever store costs more. Passed on to you. You want to fill up your tank? An extra $35. That's a tax. You want to heat your home, cool your home? That's a tax too, because that's going to cost you a hell of a lot more as well. And you got this disaster known as the supply chain in a state of chaos. And then simultaneously, you've got teachers, cops, firemen, first responders, drivers, truck drivers, pretty much everybody, military people. They're all threatening to resign en masse because they don't want the vaccine mandate. And they're willing to give up and surrender even. I mean, they're 2-3 years away from a pension. And that's how strongly they feel about it. Now, you know how I feel about it. I'll get to that later. But that's, you know what the disruption that is going to cause on top of all of it? You know, if you looked at the price of lumber lately, if you look at the price of aluminum lately, have you looked at America's worker shortage lately? You're looking at these cargo ships piling up off the coast of California all over the place, unable to unload their containers. You got companies like Costco's and other big you know, box store companies, that they're all hiring their own ships now because the price went from $3,000 a container to $30,000 a container. It's unbelievable. Costco and Walmart are now rationing toilet paper. Good grief. You see, you know, grocery shelves in some cities now are half empty. This is all caused. Oh, we're going to have a shortage of school bus drivers because they're not going to get the mandate. They're not going along with the mandate either. Well, Hannity, you ought to be telling people what to do. I'm telling people to take it seriously, to research it, to look at their unique medical history, their current medical condition. Talk to the doctors. I'm not their doctor. Hannity, you have an obligation to tell people. I said, well, what if I give somebody the wrong advice? There are rare conditions, you know. We have chronicled them, of people that can't get the vaccine. I am telling you to get informed, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. If you get a positive COVID test, please call your doctor immediately. Ask your doctor. I'm not telling you what to do. Ask your doctor about monoclonal antibodies. Ask, if you can't remember that, Regeneron. If you can't remember that, call my show and we'll get you the information. We'll put it up on our website. One federal judge, this is a big deal, is ruled in favor of healthcare workers seeking a religious exemption from the vaccine mandate. This is New York. Look at the disaster of Southwest Airlines forced to cancel more than 1,000 flights. A sick out, it looks like. They're not admitting it, but that it seems to be what it is. I mean, all of this. And Joe was happy. He wants to put CEOs of oil companies in jail. I want those oil company executives to produce more oil. Instead of begging OPEC, Joe, why don't you beg Texas and Oklahoma and North Dakota and Alaska? Why are you begging OPEC? Why have you now made the Straits of Hormuz important again to the U.S. when a third of the world's oil supply has to run right through those very narrow straits, where the Iranians now are going to play, you know, the same old games they play in the Straits of Hormuz? Why? It's unbelievable. By the way, Van Jones is warning that Biden's leading Democrats over the cliff. You know, he's out there saying Biden's presidency has become a not so funny comedy of errors. He steps on a rake, then he slips on a banana peel, then he falls down the stairs with some marbles, and people are looking at him in a negative light. And then he said, right now, the Democratic Party is looking over the edge of a cliff. And we get to this time next year, COVID cases are up, gas prices are up, and you can still pull, and you can't pull the legislative win. We are in deep trouble. There's a lot of fear and concern. Yeah, you know who they're scared the most? It's Terry McAuliffe, the one that... The same Terry McAuliffe, interestingly, who doesn't believe that parents, and we'll get into this later in the program today, he doesn't think parents should be telling schools what they should be teaching their kids. Excuse me, they're not your kids, Terry. They're not the government's kids. They're American children. You know what? Parents have opinions about what is age appropriate and what's not. Parents have opinions. The school system in this country has been destroyed because of the unholy alliance with teachers unions that even write COVID policy, we find out, in the middle of a pandemic, and the money that they give every election season to Democrats. The answer is obvious. It would be called school choice. That'd be a good answer. By the way, wait till your kids can't get things for Christmas. The supply chain crunch is real. It's not going to be good. You know, it's, you know, and then Joe wants to transform the economy, Jen Psaki tells us. Make a fundamental change to the economy. Oh, turn it into the socialist utopia that will guarantee bankruptcy. They failed on Obamacare. They can't keep law and order. They destroyed your schools. They raided the lockbox of Social Security and Medicare. But boy, you're really going to trust them to give you daycare. And pre-K early education and college education and guaranteed jobs and wages and healthy food and retirement and healthcare. Yeah, okay. You believe that crap? It's bull. It's unbelievable. By the way, it was interesting. You know, we now see the corruption of the Biden family syndicate coming back to haunt them. Jen Psaki visibly annoyed yesterday about the issue of the New York Post and their daily press briefing. You know, oh, this is a very long question. I think I know what you're getting at. This has been debunked, as you probably know. None of it's debunked. Wait until Miranda Devine's book comes out. I happen to have sources. There's a reason my lawyers won't let me get my copy of the Hunter Biden hard drive. And you're saying, Hannity, what do you mean? Why don't you just defy your lawyers? Well, I'd listen to my lawyers because I don't want to go to jail. Because there are things on there that if I had them in my possession, apparently it is believed, might put me in jail, even though I'm a member of the press. 38% approval rating for Joe, dropping like a rock. And Kamala Harris, she's doing very, very bad PR with apparently child actors. It's so pathetic, I can't even believe it.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.